So, are we talking about consolidation in Caldwell County?
Yeah, when I first came here to work, there were county elementary schools in various sections of the county. Each black community had its own elementary school. But all the kids would come to Freedman High School. So, you know, they consolidated all the schools, elementary schools, black elementary schools in the county. Because there were just 1 and 2 room schools. Some of them maybe have had 3 rooms. And they built District 9 school out in Doolittown. And that became the elementary school for black students. And then the black students were bused all over the county mm-hmm. to District 9. Because my mother taught out there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So during that time, and then, I was trying to think, when did they consolidate? Then after that was enough. I don't remember the number of years they taught there. But, and then when integration came, District 9 was closed. And some of the black teachers were placed in schools in different parts of the county, other elementary schools. And then a lot of the black teachers left. And I think that happened, that might have been about 65 or 66, somewhere along in there.
When they integrated the
school? When they integrated the school system.
Mm-hmm. So they hired, I mean, did they hired like all teachers to teach in the schools, or did they not?
No.
They weren't very good at it?
No. A lot of the black teachers left this area. Because I was the first black teacher at Lenoir High. And that year, they still operated Freedman High School as a black school, the first year that I was moved to Lenoir High. Then that was either about 65 or 66. Then Freedman operated for 1 year then after I was at Lenoir High. Then it was closed at the end of that year, that all the students from Freedman High School were moved to Lenoir High. And some of the teachers, Ms. Claude Irvin, went to Gainesville. Leatrice Pearson went to Hudson. More of the elementary teachers in the city system were hired. Most of the high school teachers were not. They left.
I wonder why they hired more elementary school teachers.
It might have been easier to place them because they had more elementary schools.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be the reason why.
Is that the only high school at Caldwell County now?
For black schools, for black kids, Freedman High School.
And then they just went to Lenoir High?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any in the county?
Yeah, they had. Now, after integration, some of the kids who were, they had a few in Granite Falls in high school, went to Hudson High. That was before we had South High.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And there weren't very many kids. And you had a few out on the upper end of Doolittown who went to Hudson, maybe that first year. Kings Creek, the children out, black kids out in that area went to the high school in Kings Creek, or was it High Brighton? And then the other kids that live here in the city went to Lenoir High. So now we have, then when the county and city merged, then we had William Lenoir, And then there used to be, they had high school down a couple of years at Lenoir High, junior high. Then it was moved to William Lenoir, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the way, I'm trying to remember all these transitions. Yeah. Sometimes you have to stop and think. And then Lenoir High School was merged with Gainwell High School. And then they came up with the name West Colwyn.
You taught at West Colwyn?
Yeah, no, I taught at West Colwyn. So I went from Friedman to Lenoir High to West Colwyn.
Was it real hard to integrate a school?
Let me tell you a little bit about that thing. When I first went to Lenoir High, it wasn't anything for me to walk in my classroom, okay, on the blackboard and would be written on that "go home, nigga." It wasn't strange for me to see that at all. And the only thing I would do, I'd just erase it and ignore it. And the boys' bathroom was next to my room where my major classroom was. And they would holler back through the wall, "Go home, nigga." I worked right on like I never heard it. And then one teacher told me one day down there, she says, "I want you to know there's not about two of us want you down here." And I said, "Well, that's all right. I didn't come down here looking for red carpet treatment." I said, "I came because I want to prove that regardless of the color of my skin, I can be a good teacher." And that was the end of that conversation. And one day, this happened three times in a row. I was standing at my desk, and in those days, we wore something like we call a sheaf dress, and it would have a zipper down the back. Once in a while, you see them coming back. A group of three white girls, and I won't call their names, they walked in and zipped my dress down the back and zipped it back up and walked out of the room. And I never said a word. And I told my mother about it when I got home. She said, "Don't get mad." I said, "I'm not." The next day, I'm going to see if the same thing happens again. And that was on a Friday. They zipped my dress back down again and zipped it back up. So when I came home that afternoon from school, I told my mother what happened. And I said, "Well, I just pray over this." I said, "I'm going to do the same thing again Monday, and I'll have my answer." Monday, I made a point to be standing at my desk because this happened on lunch break. The same three girls walked in again and did it the third time. Unzipped my dress down the back and zipped it back up. I turned around and said to them, I says, "Now if you're trying to see if I'm wearing the same underclothes I had on the day before or yesterday, I don't. I said, I change my underclothes every day. I said, if you're trying to judge me by your maids and your cooks, I said, if you paid them better salaries, they could buy Chatelaine just like you or I buy." And those girls said, "Oh, Miss Jones, we're so sorry." I said, "That's all right." I said, "If you had to learn that all blacks don't wear dirty underclothes, I'm glad I was here for you to learn it." But that was why they did it.
So I was wondering why.
They wanted to see if I wore the same underclothes.
I was thinking.
Every day.
I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know why.
They wanted to see if I changed my underclothes.
Oh, like a slipper, like a bra and stuff?
Uh-huh. So I would make it a point sometimes if I had to try something on so they could see that my underclothes were clean, that they weren't dingy and dirty.
I don't even think about slips these days. My mom gets mad at me.
I first didn't wear one either.
That's fine. Oh, gosh.
And my mother said, "Just don't get angry." And I made a point, and I never once told my principal. I figured, that was a learning process for them, and I was the teacher. A lot of little things happened, like one day I cut my finger. I was teaching something, and I was bad to cut myself, even those limpets I had on life. And I never will forget the little girl that said, no, one girl said, gosh, her blood is red. And the other little girl said, well, what color did you expect it to be, black? And I, well, that took care of itself. There was no point in me getting alarmed about that. But it wasn't easy. But I think what helped me through it was I was there because since I was there, I wanted to prove that the color of my skin had nothing to do with my being a good teacher. I could be just as good a teacher as anybody else. And not because I was black, I would be a good black teacher, that I could be a good teacher. And a lot of my students, I had one student say that to me. She says, Miss Jones, you are as good a teacher as I've ever had. She says, but when will the public stop referring to you as a good black teacher and just as a good teacher? I said, they may never be able to do that. I said, but that doesn't bother me.
Were there a lot, there are black students at Lenoir High when you taught there?
I had one, my first year there, I might have had one black student in my class. Most all of my students were white most of the time. And then when they integrated, closed up the old Freeman High School a year later, I may have had, most of my students were still predominantly white because home economics then was, by that time, it was a full-fledged elective on its own, you know. And but I taught all the advanced courses at Little High.
When did you go to West College?
The fall of 1977, and that's the one date I can remember.
Wow, that's
it was, so good. We merged in West Caldwell. We didn't move in the West Caldwell building. We moved in Gainwell High School.
I remember that.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. Well, we moved in there, and we stayed there from the fall of 77 until about March of 78, sometimes early that spring. Of 78, we moved into our new building.
I remember walking around in it mm-hmm. on my dad's shoulders before it was built. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, it's cool. By then, when you went there, integration was pretty much full swing.
Right? Integration was full swing. The hardest thing I think we had was getting our students at Gainwell, Collinsville, and Lenoir High to say, okay, we are West Caldwell. And I was responsible for student council, Gary mm-hmm. Knight and myself. And our main goal at that point was take the best from Lenoir High, take the best from Gainwell High, and incorporate those ideas into a mission for West Caldwell High School Student Council. We can no longer think of ourselves as Lenoir High people and West Caldwell people. We are the warrior family. And I think that was the thing that we had to overcome in those days because those schools had been bitter rivals. And at one time, well, Lenoir High School was the leading high school in the county, Lenoir and Caldwell County. It was the best high school there was. And I would say because of Lenoir High status, some of the county schools felt somewhat inferior. Not all of them, I'm just saying some. Mm-hmm. And you had to help each school realize that each one had good qualities, each one had qualities not so good. So let's take the good from each school and put it together to make us one good school. That's what we had to overcome.
Oh gosh.
And I think in some areas it might have been more difficult. I don't know. Your father could tell you about how they had to overcome that in athletics, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. You.
The other thing that I had to overcome at West Caldwell was I did a lot of teacher evaluation. And so when I first started evaluating teachers, Mr. Bing first had me evaluating teachers, I had to make it perfectly clear that I did not have to teach science or English or math or whatever the course might be to know how to be a good evaluator. Basic, good teaching strategies and principles can be the same throughout all classes. There are some basic principles that we all should meet. And I had to get that point across and prove that I could do it and not be biased and not be prejudiced, do it with an open mind.
Was that hard to do?
No, because I was determined to do it. I didn't find it hard to do.
You were the assistant principal?
Yes, so we had three assistant principals. Mr. Burns was a full-time assistant principal. Howard Holman and myself were halftime. We each taught two classes a day, and then we spent the other part of our time in administration. And I had, my first year, I had ninth grade discipline, or 10th grade, one of the two, I can't remember. And it stayed that way for a good while. And then finally, I did not do any discipline. I did most of teacher evaluation except for new teachers. Then, I can't remember what principal started that. Was it Mr. Morrison or the last year Mr. Bean was there? Did the new teachers and I did all the other teachers, tenure teachers. And then Mr. Burns didn't do any. And I don't think, then, unless he just had one person he wanted to observe so he would not forget how it's done. And then when Mr. Holman left, I became the next full-time person.
Did you find like your relationship changed with the other teachers when you became like their administrator kind of?
No.
Didn't?
I don't think that was ever a problem with me.
Did you like it better just not teaching all the time or?
Well, I did. Because as I look back, I had enough years in the classroom. You know, and some of the procedures were changing very, very fast. And I'm not too sure if I were ready to turn loose some of the old techniques that I had been accustomed to and had found success with. Mm-hmm. And so I was relieved. It didn't bother me to come out of the classroom and go and, you know, be more in administration and working with public relations and curriculum. I enjoyed that because that was part of the work that I did at Minnesota.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. So.
What was your master's degree in what, like?
I had a master's, so how can I say that? Because I was the first person to do that at Minnesota. In Minnesota, when you got your master's degree, or when you worked for your master's degree, you could do a thesis on what they call three-starred papers. So I chose three-starred papers. You did research, but it wasn't what they call authentic research. Because when you do a dissertation, you have to do a research on a problem that has not been done before.
Yeah.
And I was the first person to do that, to do three-starred papers. And when I got through with the, I'm not going to answer the telephone.
Okay.
When I got through with the three-starred papers, I would have been better off had I done a thesis.
Really?
Because I had worked harder, done more work, and it cost me more to do the three-starred papers than it would have cost me had I done a dissertation. But I enjoyed it. And I came out of with a major in home economics and a a double minor in vocational education and child development. That's what I came out with. That was my double minor and major.
That's a lot.
But I enjoyed it. It was worth it.
Would you, is there any advice that you would give to the people starting to teach now?
Don't go into teaching unless you are willing to give of yourself. I think a young teacher today, he or she has to be willing to say, I can forget part of me. I'm willing to give up that part of me to the profession, because it takes it in order for you to deal with the kind of problems that you have in school today. When I started, you didn't have the problems that we have today. And as I progressed through the years, I was able to adapt. But I think nowadays, you've got to go in ready to handle problems that maybe some of them have never had any idea that they, such problems existed. I think if you go into teaching, y'all be willing to make a sacrifice. And I think that's what it is. It's a sacrifice. First, because you're not paid properly. Second, you do not have the support of the community. And because of that, you have to give so much of yourself. And you have to be willing to give and not look for a whole lot in return. If somebody comes by and says, thank you, you did a good job, say thank you and accept it and move along. And I did that all my life, because you may work for years and not get any thanks. So you can't go around looking for people to praise you and give you thanks for a job, because you may not get it. As long as you know within yourself that you have done your very best and you've given it that 100% plus, okay? I worry about people who do not know when they give it 100%. If they give that much, to them that's, and that's going to be something that's for where you're located and where you are. 100% plus may be at this level here. You could be over here on another job, and 100% plus may be down here. So you cannot judge yourself or measure yourself by somebody else. Only measure yourself by you. Now, I learned that when I went to Chicago to school, studied ice carving and cake decorating. I was in class and I was the only black person in class, and Jan next to me made the prettiest roses I thought I had ever seen. So one day I said to Jan, we were practicing and working, I said, Jan, your roses are so much prettier than mine. She turned around and said to me, Anise, if you'd quit trying to judge your roses by mine, you can make better roses. I was making roses before I came here. I got so mad at Jan, I didn't know what in the world to do, because she and I had been good buddies, you know. I got mad, but I didn't say anything else to her. I got home that night and I got to think about it. I said, Jan's right. I shouldn't. And that, from that day, I never judged what I was doing by somebody else. If I made this, is that the best that can be made? Is that the best I can do it? Then I would try again to see what I need to do to improve. And that's the lesson that I try to pass on to young people now. Don't judge yourself by what somebody else is doing. Judge yourself by what you are doing. Is that your very, very best? And I preach that to my daughter. You do your best. Don't worry about somebody else's grade. If you got a B and that person got an A, don't worry about that person's A. What do you need to do to bring this up? And I, to me, that's important. The other thing that's important to me, and I hope that I got that across during my years in school, where you come from is not important. It's where you're going. I came off a farm in Burke County. My being raised on a farm didn't have, it's not important. It's where I'm going that's important. What am I going to do with my life? That's important. Some people can't get beyond where they're from and not look at where can I go. To me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I wish I'd had you as a teacher.
There's one other thing that I like to pass on to my students was small minds talk about people. Average minds talk about things. And great minds talk about ideas. Now, what kind of mind are you going to have? And I would do that often during the course of all of my classes, because as I look at what we do as people, we spend too much time talking about other people, too much time talking about what things we have or what things someone else might have, instead of bringing up ideas that will improve us as a group or as a community or as a school or as teachers or whatever, to even just improve myself. To me, those things, but those are what, that's what's important.
Oh, thanks. That's all the questions I have. But okay. That was good. I'll go tell my mom what she said about the talking about people. I like that.